Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Ali Breen and Jessica Alsman. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, my. Just look at that. What am I going to do?
What's wrong, honey?
Look in the mirror, all that gray. Boy, did it sneak up on me.
No, it didn't.
You mean it's been gray for a long time?
Only all of your life. Sweetie, your brain matter is supposed to be gray. Now close up your cranium and come to bed.
All right, dear. Oh, I'm so lucky to have you.
I totally agree.
If the top of your head is cushy and gray, hair color is not your problem. Remove that hatchet from your skull. Say hello to your cerebellum.
Oh, dear, you've got a little gravy on your blouse from dinner.
Oh, honey, that's not gravy. That's part of my frontal lobe.
Just for morons. From Frigamall Industries. Axe for it by name.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see now.
Don't you feel like you're looking at Allie through one of those peepholes in your hotel room door?
Yep.
I was going to say doorbell camera.
Good Lord.
We're going to talk with Allie Breen in just a second. And as usual, like I just said, it's like, where's Waldo? Where's Allie? She's in a different city every time we talk to her. She is our expert on dating. And we'll find out what's happening in her life and in the lives of others as we try to help them with the world of love. We'll begin with Christy Lee. She's in the newsroom.
Hey, everybody.
Jessica Alsman, who we call Josh.
Scorched earth.
Scorched earth. Her opinions in this part of the program are always very straightforward.
Yes.
And simple, but not simplistic.
Right.
Direct is the word I'm looking for. Okay.
People could stop being stupid.
Pat Godwin is right there in the beautiful performance room. He's got his guitar and his organ out.
Whoa!
His keyboard's there also. The segment always gets him so hot. Chick McGee's over there. Sorry. There's Ace. I'm Tom. There's Willie G. Did I forget anybody? Got everybody in there. Oh, Christy Lee. She's.
You already said that. They're very, very good.
Allie, it's good to see you. I recently saw you in a new documentary called Hysterical. You were sitting at a table with Rachel Feinstein and Marina Franklin.
Yes. Thanks. I have not watched it yet, but I was told I kind of remember that scene. Was it a good documentary?
Excellent. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Where can we find it?
Hulu.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
On female comics.
Who knew? Okay. Now, Allie, it's quite clear that you are in a hotel, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yep. I'm back in Atlanta. I stayed at a hotel for night because I got in super late, and I'm going to my family's today.
Okay. Now, your family's in Georgia. Are you familiar with Brunswick stew?
No.
Oh,
there appears to be a controversy.
More
about,
evidence for Virginia being
yes, Brunswick. What is it?
There's an argument between Brunswick or
Georgia. Evidently, Georgia. Allie, it's as readily available as air and water, but I have never heard of it.
Me neither.
Chick was so happy that you had never heard of it.
No, I didn't. I have no opinion on it other than you idiots, apparently.
Brunswick stew is a very well-known.
It's made of old bowling balls.
It's not very well-known.
It's well known by people of a certain level of sophistication.
Maybe not by the...
it's made of rabbits level of sophistication.
No, mouth breathers.
Right. The as Tom would say, the ignorati may not have...
How can I not be insulted?
I'm sorry, so...
what is it? Is it something different than regular stew?
It's a vegetable and...
Yeah, you can make it with pork and chicken. You don't have to use rabbits.
They're just making up stuff. They don't
It all started with a bowling story that I don't want to get back into. Do you bowl, Allie?
I like to bowl. I wouldn't say that I bowl often, but it's fun.
Okay, I would assume you use a light ball, you not being a particularly large person.
Oh, look at those guns.
Guns.
She showed off her guns.
I was just going to say, I can handle some heavy balls.
Yeah, that's right. Now I feel terrible.
Son of a gun.
I had no idea. Allie, what do you got over there?
Okay. Dear Allie, I have been having an affair with a man who is 70 years old, almost 40 years older than me.
Yeah.
He's very sexually adventurous, and our sex is absolutely fabulous. However, I'm worried that because of his age, he may have a heart attack while we're in the middle of intercourse. What should I do?
Make sure you're on the will.
Yeah. Carry a defibrillator.
Keep at it. Keep at it and keep worrying about it until it ruins the relationship. That's what I do.
Well, in the words of the late Nelson Rockefeller. Anybody remember her name?
No.
Was it Megan Marshak?
I have no idea.
Anybody want to help me with
I don't
that?
Think I'm familiar with this.
Oh, he was having an affair.
He
died while
the I believe her autobiography was called How to Dress a Body.
I would never have sex again if someone died on top of me having sex. That would be horrific.
You could get over it pretty quickly.
Oh. Actually, depending
on depends
who
if you were as I know, Christy, you say it.
No, you it depends on who's on top of you because you could actually die too.
Yeah, what's that great song? You can't get over him if he's under you, or vice versa.
Oh, Dua Lipa, you're a
Dua Lipa. Uh-huh. I'm levitating. Okay, sorry.
I don't think you need to worry so much about this. Yeah. If he has if he has health issues, he'll take care.
And I don't think that is a thing.
No, it's not.
What, you can die having sex?
Yeah, I don't think that's happens very often.
Overexertion?
It might, yeah, but it's probably rare.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Wait, this is an affair. Well, which one's married?
He is.
Well, then just...
I would assume... You care, wait a minute, just, I don't know.
You're right, she did say affair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you're worried about him and his life? Nah. Whatever.
Well, you'd have to have a contingency plan, because if he's married and he dies having sex with you,
right?
That's a whole other thing.
I think that's what she's asking, isn't it?
You're getting set up for murder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, call 911 and leave the scene, probably. Why would he be in a hotel?
Well, you're gonna. You'll be on the what is it called? The everything's gone camera these days.
Yeah. So mm-hmm.
Here
security
you are.
Camera.
You're checking in with. Mr. Cheat,
and Mr.
suddenly you're suddenly leaving with your suitcase in the middle of the night, looking left and right.
Terrible alias.
Yeah, there's some problems with this. I can see it there.
That's sort of a great cover-up, though, being like, no, I'm not cheating. He's 70. I'm not cheating with that guy. Come on. If I was going to cheat, I'd go with a young gun.
Well. Hmm.
Well, good luck.
Well, once he turns up dead in bed right after having sex, that's a harder thing to get out of. I wasn't with that guy doing that. He just happened to be here and naked.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a thing you could kind of do a humble brag on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm ripped to death.
I'm so good.
How'd you kill him with my...
He had the rare experience of coming and going at the same time.
Yeah, boy.
Very impressive.
Hard.
Very good, Judge. Let's keep going. What else have we got?
Okay. Dear Allie, my boyfriend won't give me his password to his phone. I wouldn't even use it if he gave it to me, but because he won't, now I think he's being shady.
Oh, my gosh.
We get the same letter every week.
I love that aspect. I wouldn't use it if he gave it to me.
She would.
Have you considered that he's not doing anything shady? He just feels like you should trust him. Have you considered that?
What's wrong with these people are not just like, hey, this is great, and it just keeps on being great, and but what about tomorrow?
You consider that if you touch the wrong button, you erase incredibly important documents?
Come on.
Have you considered looking over his shoulder and just figuring out the password yourself?
Have you considered it's none of your damn business?
How is that better, Allie? Jeez.
No.
Here's what you do.
See, Josh is so honest. I mean, he gave us all his password pizza bait.
That's right.
If we want to grab any of his...
You know what pizza baiting is, don't you,
no,
Allie?
What is that?
It's what I do daily, you see.
I pull the pizza in one hand.
Right, right. I eat pizza while I have
it. Oh, I get it now.
Sometimes
okay.
I have at myself with pizza. I fold it. I do a sort of a tube.
I was like,
make sure it's not too hot.
Right, right.
Is,
yeah.
Nothing
thought,
is worse than mozzarella burns on the very delicate tissues of that area.
I'm
Let's
thinking,
move
what
on.
Is Josh trying to catch with pizza bait?
Hot hobos. I put a slice of pizza at the end of a fishing line and went to the most attractive hobo. Boy, almost got her. Almost got her.
Why do you never hear about female hobos? Why don't you?
Yeah, they have to be out there, right?
They have to be.
Hobos.
Where do baby hobos
bag ladies.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Let's move on, Allie. What do we have next, please?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend is over-the-top flirty on social media and in texts with other men. She's never cheated, and I don't think she would, so should I actually be okay with the flirtiness? It still seems disrespectful.
I think it depends on how flirty she is. Like, is she constantly complimenting them? Like, oh, you've been going to the gym.
Well, he said over-the-top, so I guess we can assume it is stuff like that.
Are there photographs?
That's also
mean?
A fair point. Is
Have
there...
you met Captain Standish?
Oh. Right.
You met Captain
is she receiving
Standish.
And or giving doling out photos? Look, talk to her about it. Just go, hey, I trust you. I know you wouldn't cheat on me, but can we tone it down a little bit and see what she says?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that far too real?
That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Way too rational.
Yeah, what are you trying to do?
Or just start doing it. Just start. Okay, here you go. Start commenting on all of her friends' photos on social media and be over-the-top flirty like she does, and she will be pissed. How dare you say Sheila looks good in that? Well, yeah, you said on. Robert looks good in that. See, and it's a whole debate, and you can
now
fight
it's a fight
it out.
Starter.
Yeah, give her a taste of her own medicine.
Yeah, and then if she wrecks the car by pulling into something, you wreck the car by backing into it, and then you prove to her.
Okay.
You prove to her. See, it didn't hurt, did
car.
It? It really hurt, didn't it?
Oh, this just in. I'm died while having sex. Okay, well, let's just move on. That's very unpleasant. Okay, Allie Breen is our guest. Time for another letter.
Oh, we lost her.
What okay. Happened?
Well, she's still there.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there you are.
Yeah,
there you are.
That was weird. All
that
right.
Was weird.
I've never had that happen. I got a phone call. That just went out during a phone call? All right. Dear Allie. I mean, I've gotten phone calls before, just not during the segment. Dear Allie, the guy I'm dating will nibble on my lip when we're kissing and is now full on biting it.
Ooh.
He's also starting to bite other parts of my body during foreplay, and it really turns him on. I was fine with it at first, but now I'm starting to think he's army hammering me. Should I worry this is the precursor to some weird cannibal type thing?
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
He's eventually going to eat you.
You should only be worried if he's using marinades and sauces.
Exactly, if he's seasoning you up.
Hey, where's the Worcester sauce?
Just when he does it next time, just go, ow. Just be very direct and be like, oh, like, no, ow, that hurt. Stop.
Yeah, if it hurts, you've got to say something.
Right. Yeah.
If you hear this sound, you may be in trouble. Oh, that one had tissue on it. Be very, very
yeah.
There is a fine line when guys nibble on your lip to full on biting and pulling it. I don't know how people don't realize that.
Sometimes I bite a girl's lip just to get the chap flakes off. Or the chocolate.
That you're is an the exfoliator? Is
or
that
the
saying?
Chocolate, that Godwin said. Thank you, Pat. That's right. Ma'am, would you please eat this Snickers bar before we make out?
Yeah, but first, rub it on your neck.
Yeah, yeah, please, please. I couldn't possibly kiss skin. I need some sort of hint of food.
Oh.
That went well.
No.
We have time for one more letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I'm a male in my 40s who's been married to my wife for 25 years.
Get out.
I've been wearing women's underwear.
Yeah, she's wearing women's underwear.
We had this last week.
For over 20 years now. Oh, shoot. Am I reading another?
Which I've been thinking about that letter ever since last week.
Is this the same one with the guy with the underwear? Because we had
that started showing himself on line and enjoying.
Oh, having that's other right. Yeah,
we had a number of emails from men that do this.
Yeah, get it together, Allie. Come on.
I asked Donnie. I go, do you wear women's underwear?
You're not Al Jackson. You're not allowed to repeat.
Wait a second. I'm sorry, Jessica. Say it again, please.
Oh no! After hearing that letter, I asked Donnie at home, my boyfriend. I'm like, have you ever worn women's underwear? And would you share with me? And you know, you feel safe here, right? If you wanted to tell me about that. Like, because he's just hiding it and his wife had no idea. That blows my mind how she never knew.
Donnie, are you nuts?
Yes. he said, just
no,
stop.
The question is, have I ever not worn women?
I don't really.
As a matter of fact, this COVID mask I'm wearing is made of your underwear.
That was a thing. That was his question, was if this happens more often than we realize. Because he was saying online, when he shows himself off, there's a lot of men in this little
We received a number of emails from men that do this.
Who cares?
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not hurting anybody.
I don't think it's hurting
might
anything.
Be stretching out your
I beg your pardon.
Underwear.
It might be hurting the fabric of our society.
I'm sure he buys it in a size that fits.
Chick Falwell over here.
There's probably... It's Adam and Eve, Josh.
I get all my women's underwear from the J. Edgar Hoover collection.
I assume there are variations on this.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, some men probably.
Used or someone else's underwear.
Oh.
Right.
Probably.
How about gently used?
Maybe it's
Yes, or the special Montezuma Club.
Yeah, how about
for the very serious?
Violently soiled.
Rode hard and put away wet.
Wednesday morning, Montezuma post Taco Tuesday underwear. We've done our job here.
I want him to feel like I'm putting on a wet swimsuit.
Stains galore.
Once again, if you want to reach Allie, it's Allibreen, Allie Breen, on various social media platforms, and tell us your love troubles. I think we helped a lot today.
Think so. We're saving people's lives. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Absolutely. And, I won't get Montezuma underwear out of my mind for a very long time.
Hilarious. Thanks, Tom.
Very much. Christy, right now in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom, have we missed anything?
An explosion at a home in Canada is being blamed on a maple syrup mishap. The explosion and subsequent fire was reported last Thursday night, with fire crews responding to the scene to battle the blaze. North Bay Fire Platoon Chief Mike Hives, he's itchy, said an early investigation points to an accident on the porch involving a propane burner used for cooking sap for maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
He explained either the sap overflowed or the house let go on the propane house. The hose let go on the propane tank.
This is the second.
Have you ever made maple syrup?
But this is the second time. You weren't here last week. We had a maple syrup explosion last week.
Oh, really?
It must be maple syrup making season?
It must be.
Huh.
Homeowners were not injured in the blast as they were on the other side of the house watching the sunset. Oh, how nice for them.
This would be great if like a Canadian version of The Sopranos.
Or Breaking Bad, where there's syrup, syrup cookers. Yeah.
No, I was reading, there's a picture of this house and it is a little bit crispy in parts.
$64,000 worth of damage.
It really caught on fire.
But it smells really good, though.
Mm. Oh, it smells like pancakes. It's wonderful.
It smells like burned pancakes, probably. They've got a Canadian flag out front, but just a burned hand instead of a maple leaf.
My pancake game has gotten really strong, guys.
No kidding.
Really strong.
Thick or thin?
They're pretty fluffy. Yeah.
No.
What's the secret?
Out.
Tom likes his pancakes like paper.
Nailed it, Pat.
He does like them like paper plates, doesn't he?
What is your secret, Josh?
You'd rather not say?
You know, here's the thing. It's gotten really strong, but I don't know what I've done differently from when I started. Okay. I really can't pinpoint the secret.
Do you use like Bisquick or do you use a mix or do you make it all from scratch?
I use a mix. Yeah, a pancake mix. And you know what I think the secret might be? A hotter surface.
I was about to say that
when you first pour it on. Yeah.
Wait 30 seconds longer than you're going to.
Right.
My second pancake was always better than the first pancake and now I'm learning. It's
But now, hotter. Like my first pancakes have gotten great.
Exactly.
Really?
Yes.
They're not too rare?
Nope. So I think it's just letting it hotter surface.
I'd contend I don't mind a rare pancake. A little doughy in the middle.
I'm with you. I don't mind a rare.
Nasty like that.
A rare any pastry.
Like
is
the
my
very, very thin.
Okay.
Very
I could do that.
Borderline crepe.
So you're, as you say, eat crepes.
The Swedish
I wish
pancake.
You would eat crepes.
Crepe. Eat crepes and die.
There's got to be a breakfast restaurant.
I doubt it.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think anybody would want to go to eat crepes and die.
Or you're full of crepes. A buffet.
Grapes in my cornflakes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.